It is interesting how different expert panels and expert groups interpreted over time differently the emerging aromatase inhibitor data. As you know, the NCCN panel, within about, I think it was 10 to 14 days of the initial ATAC presentation, had modified the guideline to allow initial anastrozole as an option to tamoxifen in postmenopausal women as a hormonal therapy. The ASCO panel felt that tamoxifen should remain the standard hormonal therapy initially, but that guideline over time has also changed, and now actually the NCCN and the ASCO guidelines are almost essentially identical in terms of that. The St. Galen guideline, which is revised on a less frequent basis, now allows the utilization of an aromatase inhibitor in the therapy of adjuvant postmenopausal receptor-positive breast cancer, but still considers tamoxifen an equivalent recommendation. I don't know how to respond to that, because that is not consistent with my interpretation of the data.
It really is interesting, this sort of U.S., non-U.S., or European split on this.